Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Radar imaging of Antarctica tells us that a dramatic landscape of valleys and fjords exists beneath all that snow and ice. And as Stuart Thompson, research scientist in geosciences at the University of Arizona, reveals, we now have a better idea of how and when Antarctica developed all those cool features it's been hiding.
Ice, in places over 2 miles thick, almost completely blankets the frozen continent of Antarctica. Radar surveys have peered through this ice, revealing a remarkable hidden landscape. This includes mysterious entombed mountains, larger than the European Alps, and huge fjords twice as deep as the Grand Canyon. But radar tells us nothing about when these features formed. Usually, geologists like myself explore the landscape and carry rocks back to the lab for analysis. That's impossible in Antarctica because the landscape is inaccessible. To tackle this problem, my colleagues and I use sand drill from the seabed off the coast of Antarctica. This sand is supplied by glaciers and rivers that eroded the continent's interior and holds the key to figuring out when Antarctica's mountains and fjords formed. Rocks deep in the earth cool as erosion peels away the layers of rock above. We measured this cooling in more than 2,000 sand grains using several different analytical techniques. This lets us say something about how Antarctica's landscape has eroded over the many tens of millions of years during which sand was deposited offshore. River sands from just before the first glaciation of Antarctica, 34 million years ago, reveal a slowly eroding continent at that time, indicating a rolling landscape dominated by large rivers and ancient 200-million-year-old mountains. But in sediment deposited after ice started flowing on Antarctica, we discovered a record of much faster erosion, one that could only have been brought about by large glaciers carving deep fjords. Our new findings show how glaciers have caused enormous change to Antarctica's hidden landscape. This will help other researchers better replicate how ice formed and flowed over this landscape during the continent's past, as well as predict how Antarctica's ice will react to future climate change.
That was Stuart Thompson of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.